You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hello, Cosmic Pizza Podcast, the show of all sorts that sorts all by serving up a slice of life. What is your order, please? I see. The special it is. We will be there to deliver ASAP. Podcast special delivery. Hello and welcome to your special delivery of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast. I'm Paul from the UK, and with me today is
Dan in the UK
and Sean in Canada.
And today we are here to serve you a delicious slice of life, and we return to the casting couch. Yes, you heard us a while back recasting Babylon 5. We have come back to the casting couch, and we are now going to recast Star Trek, the original series. And what does that mean? Dan, this was one of your ideas. What do we actually mean by recasting TOS?
This idea came out of, one, our previous Babylon 5 recasting, where we were very prophetic. 2 weeks.
Excuse me? 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
How many weeks?
2 weeks. 2 weeks before the reboot was announced, we came up with a recast for Babylon 5. And because we were so good at guessing again, I figured, you know, why not do a Star Trek recast as well? But it also came about from some memes and things where people were sharing 1950s style posters, but it was 1950s era actors in the place of Star Trek series, as if they'd been made in the 50s. So I thought, why not recast Star Trek, the original 1960s Star Trek, as if it was being made today with today's actors, but still the same-ish sort of characters with every one of the 79 episodes redone today.
Now, this has sort of already been done before in 2009, hasn't it?
We had just a little reboot.
So,
but it's not a reboot. It is just straight making that series again, as if they did a shot-for-shot redo of the series, but made now.
Excellent. So, how are we going to do this? Are we going to go crew member by crew member? Or do you all want to go person by person and give your lists?
That's a good question, Paul. I'm glad you asked. How about we go through the main cast and we'll give our picks for those people. And I think a bunch of us, or a few of us, or maybe all of us, have picked some random characters that maybe were one-off. We cast some of those as well. I don't think we cast everybody, but we'll find out as we go, because we didn't really look at each other's lists.
Yes, that's it. They are all top secret lists. That was a great idea, Sean. It's almost as if we planned that. Well, let's start at the top then. Captain Kirk, Captain James T. Kirk. So who do we have?
Captain Kirk! I'm Captain Kirk!
That guy, you mean?
Yeah, him.
Okay. What'd you pick?
I picked Brandon Routh.
Ooh.
Good old
Superman.
Superman himself.
Yeah, the Atom.
And the Atom, yes. Mm. Yes, from the Arrowverse, wasn't it? To start with, I've struggled with picking people because, A, I think that when I start things, I don't think I know a lot of actors, and I can't think of anybody to pick. So you go on the internet and you start searching around. And then suddenly, you know, after about four or five people I'd gone through and I couldn't think of who to pick that weren't suitable or whatever, suddenly a torrent of people came falling out of the internet, and I found a few. I actually got Brandon Routh very, very quickly for some reason, but he's over 6 foot. Now, Captain Kirk, really, he's only about 5'10", so he's a little bit tall, which then makes it harder still, really, than to pick all the other characters, because you sort of look at his height and compare other people to his height, and some are taller, some are smaller. It was so hard to get actors that would suit the role if you were looking at the character the same way.
Ah, it wouldn't be a podcast without a cat.
That'll be Isis.
There you go.
Yeah, I wish she was as well behaved as Isis.
Oh, I wish Terry Garr was here right now, to be honest. So Brandon Routh. I thought, in the end, I had to sort of say, right, well, everybody has got to either be 6 foot or over, because I can't find any small actors that sort of suit these roles. That was just me. I mean, you guys may have found somebody. So that sort of set me up, really. He's a big guy. He can fight. He looks, he's got the looks. So I think he could be a good Kirk. So that's where I'm starting with.
Yeah, no, I could get behind that. That's not bad. I also picked a former actor superhero guy for my Captain Kirk. I picked Charlie Cox, who plays Daredevil on Marvel's Netflix.
Very good.
Netflix, yeah. Marvel, Daredevil, whatever I'm saying. You know. Yeah. It's been a few weeks since we podcasted. 2 weeks,
yeah,
perhaps.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. So, I do like Charlie Cox. I think he's a probably underrated actor, really, because he's been stuck in the same role for a bit. But
he can do stunts.
He can do stunts, yes.
He could probably do the Kirk Fu and the flying hi-ya.
Yeah, very true.
Yeah, he's a good-looking lad as well, so yeah, it works. How tall is he? Do we know?
I didn't look up any heights for anybody. I don't care about
heights. No. Okay, that's fair enough.
We can stick them on boxes or, just adjust the set and make them look smaller.
Yes, that has been done before many times. So, Dan, who's your Captain Kirk then?
Well, not only are we three bald guys with glasses, but I think we're of the same mind, because I also went for another superhero, also someone from the Arrowverse, and I also tried to stick to the same nationality of actor who formerly filled the role. So a Canadian playing an American. So this time it's Stephen Amell from Arrow.
Oh,
the Arrow.
Excellent.
The man who can take his shirt off at any moment and give off the prowess of Kirk Fu. And he's around about the same age that Kirk was when he comes into command. So I figured it's a slightly older Kirk than the Kelvin timeline. So we needed someone who was a bit more grizzled, a bit more world weary. So I went for Stephen Amell.
I see you managed to get your shirt off again.
Oh, this thing's ripped again. Oh.
and I met Stephen Amell in person back in 2014, so I approve your choice.
There you go.
I think it's an excellent choice. Yes, kicking myself down because he has got a bit of a sort of a Chris Pine sort of look of him. Hasn't he? He's got
a very
sort of
chiseled solid looking.
Mm. Yeah. That's what I went for.
That's what they make him like up in Canada, isn't it? Chiseled.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's yeah. I can attest to that. We're all like that here. Lumberjacks.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent choice. Excellent choice. I like that a lot. In fact, I'm feeling a little bit annoyed I didn't think of that myself. So we move down a level to Spock. Mr. Spock.
Mr. Spock.
So who do we have for Mr. Spock? Sean?
I picked Zachary Levi, who played Shazam or Chuck in Chuck.
Yes.
He's tall and slightly awkward. He's got a Mr. Spock kind of vibe to him. He's got the brown hair. I think he might be perfect.
Oh, yes. I see what you mean. Yeah. Yeah, very good. I haven't seen Shazam yet. It's on my list of stuff to watch downstairs. Yeah, you do. He looks good. What else has he been in? Shazam, Chuck, Shazam. Thor the Dark World as well he was in, apparently. It was a small role. Okay, I like it. Dan,
I just went for the easy pick, and I just carried on with Ethan Peck, who is currently Spock. In Strange New World.
Yeah, I thought of that, but I was like, I want to get totally different people.
Yes.
I just thought that once they'd finished with Strange New World, they could do a couple of years of that and realize, wait a minute, why don't we just remake TOS with better graphics, just keep it going, and just have, just keep him going for the entire time. It's the only one that I've picked who has formerly had a Star Trek role or is about to have a Star Trek role. But he looks the part. He almost sounds the part as well. It's quite difficult to think of actors with that really gravelly, I smoked 60 packets a day actors anymore because nobody smokes. But he can sort of have that projection as well. So I just thought, let him grow a bit older and stick him in the same role again.
That works.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. So I went for, I crossed the streams. I'm sorry, guys, but I've crossed the streams here. And because obviously Brandon Routh is quite a tall person, I thought I need somebody maybe as tall, or maybe slightly taller, because obviously Spock was a little bit taller than Captain Kirk. So I've gone for Adam Driver.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he's very serious, very, you can do the emotionless character.
He's got a weird nose, just like Leonard Nimoy had, and that's Kylo Ren for you. So that works.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, I think you know, with him being a bit taller, if you'd have to cut his hair a little bit because he's got quite long hair. My youngest lad looks a lot like him as well. It's quite good. Not as tall, but and certainly hasn't got the physique. So yeah, I mean, he can you know, he's obviously been in the Marines. This guy, he can get into a bit of a fight and, you know, to give it the old nerve pinch and what have you. So and again, with the emotionless face, he's got the, you know, ability to do that. You can also do a little bit of comedy as well. So, you know, throw in the odd funny line here and there. So
yeah, good call, Paul.
Very good call.
Thank you. Right, so let's finish off the trifecta by going for Dr. McCoy. This is where I sort of struggled. I did have an idea of somebody, but then Dan gave me a bit of advice on one of my other characters, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to take this this character and do a gender swap. So this character then becomes female. I mean, Dr. McCoy, it could be male or female. Mm-hmm. Bones, yeah, could be male or female. So I've gone for Gillian Wigman, who plays Dr. Tiana in Lower Decks, the Cajun.
Mm.
She's basically doing the impression of Dr. McCoy anyway, because she's that really, you know, constantly yes, annoyed and shouting at people. And
that,
she's got
that
the gravelly voice. And yeah, it would definitely work. It would, wouldn't it? So so I've gone for, yes, Gillian Wigman. Sean?
McCoy is from the South, and he's just a good old boy, never meaning no harm, because he took the Hippocratic Oath. So I picked Bo Duke himself, John Snyder, from the Dukes of Hazzard, for my Dr. McCoy. He could do the Southern accent, and he's old enough, and I think he'd work.
Bones was the one I struggled with the most, because he's the Solid Six, he is the eldest character, so it's hard to find someone who could embody that older wisdom but still feel like he can compete at the same level as the crew. Again, I went for an actor who was sort of born in Georgia, has that sort of side to him. But because the ethnicity of Georgia, people who are born in Georgia now, who are famous, who come from Georgia, is completely different. You're no longer a white man if you come really from Georgia. There's a lot more of a black actor base who are born in Georgia now. So for the show to reflect the times, I wanted an actor who had Georgian roots and things like this. The only one I could kind of think of was Lawrence Fishburne. Like the only thing, kind of got that wisdom to him, but again, it didn't really kind of fit the character. Then I found Lance Reddick, who is a big Star Trek fan, I think would jump at the chance. In Fringe, played that older wisdom character to the main character of the show. I think he would be a great foil against Ethan Peck and also for Stephen Amell. And I think he could hold his own and still have that energy that Bones had.
I could definitely see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I'm feeling silly. Why didn't I think of getting him in somewhere? Oh.
Yeah, he's great. He's underrated, but he's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Now, for doctors, not only did I cast McCoy, I also cast Dr. Boyce and Dr. Mbenga. Did you guys?
No.
I didn't, no.
Okay. Well, for my Dr. Boyce, and I wish they would have done this for Strange New Worlds, I picked Jeffrey Combs.
Oh perfect.
Because there's nothing that man can't do.
Absolutely. He would be spectacular.
He would be, I think it wouldn't be right for that role. He'd need a bigger role.
He could play multiple roles. He could do all kinds of things. And then I picked for Dr. Mbenga, I picked Eddie Murphy, because he's a big Star Trek fan, and he was supposed to be in Star Trek 4, and he never got a chance, so now very he's going to be in Star Trek TOS.
There you go. Okay, so let's move on to the sort of the next person along who takes control of the ship, if the top three have gone. Montgomery Scott. Scotty himself. Who have we got for Scotty?
Hey, are you ready for it?
Go on.
Go for it.
Now, James Doohan was Canadian. Mm-hmm. My pick is Canadian. Nobody does a Scottish accent quite like this guy. Can you guess who it is? Yes, you're right. It's Mike Myers.
It's Mike Myers. Yes, the very guy I've got as well.
You picked him too?
Yeah. That's
awesome. I was within a hair breadth of picking him as well.
And he can do voices. So he could do all the voices like Sargon and Trelane's parents and the Guardian of Forever and all those things.
That's exactly the reason I picked the one I went for eventually, but Mike Myers was the top of my list.
Yeah, I thought he's the only person I can think of that does a good Scottish accent. I did have an idea of maybe putting in Michael Sheen, who is pretty good at accents anyway.
I almost picked Ed Sheeran, but he's too young.
Yeah, the wrong colour hair. But Mike Myers was, yes. I could just see him coming, hello, Captain, you fat bastard.
That's right.
Get out of my engines.
I won't try to do a Scottish accent.
So, don't worry, neither did I.
No, neither of us did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. Okay, so Dan, who have you got there?
The one I actually went for, though, not Canadian, but is a good impressionist and has some experience with the genre of TV. From The Walking Dead, it's Ross Marquand. He does lots of impressions. You might not necessarily know him very well, but he's a very big voice talent. But he was going to be Scotty, but he was also going to be Arix. He was always going to be all of the voices that James Doohan played in the animated series that would come on as well. So any characters from the animated series, if they're ported over to this show, Ross Marquand would just voice them and they'd be CGI characters. But yeah, Michael Myers was very, very top.
Well, I think because all three of us liked him so much, we'll have to get in touch with him to obviously play the part. I mean, he's our number one for the part. Yeah,
that's it.
He's hired.
Excellent. Next, we'll need somebody to steer the ship, won't we? So how about Mr. Sulu?
Ah.
Now, this was another sticky one for me here because, you know, do you go... obviously, you go for a Japanese actor, but, you know, do we know any Japanese actors? I struggled a bit to find it, but I did come up with one in the end.
That's good. That's good. Because Sulu was the first one I cast.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So who have you got?
I picked Scarlett Johansson because nobody plays an Asian character like her. Remember last week when we were talking and I was laughing my head off?
Yeah.
That's why. Because it's ridiculous. It's a gender flip, and she always plays Asian actors. So I had to.
We've lost Dan.
he's losing it.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry. This show gets so many complaints.
But it's hilarious, right?
Nobody listens to us anyway.
Well, it might now. That's controversial.
Well, you know, they say, bad publicity is still publicity.
It's true. What do you guys got?
Oh, bring it back, Paul. Bring it back. I've gone for Brian T, who played DK in The Fast and the Furious. He was in The Wolverine and also Jurassic Park. He's quite...
No idea who that is.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit, I've only seen a couple of The Fast and Furious. So I vaguely remember him, but he came up in a search that I was looking at. Oh no, okay, I'll go for him. He's, you know, sort of good looking. He's got the body for it, you know, because Sulu was, you know, pretty ripped when you saw him with a sword. So I thought he would make a good Sulu. Brian T.
I gender swapped. So it's not Mr. Sulu, it's Ms. Sulu. And I also changed the characters around a little bit. Chekhov was brought in as the younger member of the crew. I wanted it the other way around, that Sulu was kind of the hothead pilot, the brand new person on the crew. Chekhov was the one who was always on the crew and was a bit more of a hardened Russian type. But it's Sulu who's the one who's coming in fresh from the academy. But it's a girl, and she is Jamie Chung. Now, she's a Korean actress. You might know her from The Gifted, which was a short-run X-Men series where she played the teleporting X-Men Blink. But she is Bina Sulu. Bina is Korean for the bright new star, which was Hikaru in Japanese. So I figured keep it Bina Sulu, keep that going. But Jamie Chung would be the new hothead pilot who's getting to know the new crew of the Enterprise, and that would be the big change.
Oh, excellent, excellent. I actually had started off with, and I've forgotten his name now, apologies, The Good Place. He's actually a Filipino actor.
Yes. From Florida.
Yes. The one that was always trying to steal something or break something or make money somehow of robbing something. But he was my first idea. But then I thought, no, I'll go with Brian T because he is actually Oriental Japanese. Moving
Mr.
on,
Mr. Chekhov, I guess.
Mr. Chekhov. Yes. Yes. Again, another hard thing to do. As I was telling Dan on Facebook Messenger, we were talking away, and I said, I just can't find a young Russian person that's like young enough that's up and coming. And then Dan said, yeah, and also doesn't look as though he's going to bust your head in the car park. He's like, they all look like stereotypical gangster mafia, Russian people. Like, can we get some younger people in here to, younger talent from Russia that doesn't look as though they're all, gangsters or whatever. So I was struggling that much that I had to do another gender swap, I'm afraid. Well, no, I'm not afraid. But I did manage to find a Russian who can speak Russian. And that's Mila Kunis.
Ah, nice.
So, yeah, excellent. She can speak Russian. That's great. She is Russian. That's even better. And she would do well. She wants to bring in the younger audience, like the original Chekhov obviously did. So I think she would make a good addition to the team.
You see, now I had her in. I went crazy. I just started listing all these other characters. She was going to be my Edith Keeler.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. She was going to be like the one that would change everything. And the one that I figured that, Stephen Amell and Mila Kunis, I think that would be a good sort of matchup for that whole storyline. But yeah, so she was in there, but she wasn't part of the main six for me.
Ah, I do have an Edith Keeler, but we'll come back to it.
Yeah. Well, for my checkoff, I was looking for actual Russians this time. Mm-hmm. And like Paul, I did a gender swap. And I don't know any Russian actresses, so I Googled young Russian actresses, and I came across a whole list, and I found one that looks like a badass, and her name is Paulina Andreeva, and she was in a Netflix sci-fi series called Better Than Us, and she looks like she would take your head off with a look, so I figured that was perfect. I don't know how old she is, but apparently she's a multi-talented, multi-hyphenate, so she's done a lot of things.
What's the name again?
Paulina, and then Andreeva, Andreeva.
For my checkoff, Pavel, meaning small or new, is changed to Valentina, meaning strong or strong-willed. So Valentina checkoff is played by Ivana Milicevic, who was in a series called Banshee. She played sort of a deadly assassin type jewel thief character. But she would do a lot of sort of scenes where she was interrogating people. She could be quite badass. So I wanted Chekhov to be not the young and naive, because I swapped that over to Sulu's character. This was the grizzled Starfleet security officer, the one who's always been there and is kind of taking Sulu under her wing and sort of showing her that, that Starfleet isn't always young and pretty. So Valentina Chekhov. So it's a bit more sexy, a bit more strong.
So we all turned Chekhov into a lady.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Just because Chekhov could never be the grizzled Russian actors that we were clearly finding on the internet. There's, I didn't know any of the younger actors that I was coming up against. When I was sort of looking for sort of actors in their 20s who are in Russia or are now in Hollywood, I couldn't name a single one. I hadn't seen them in anything. Whereas Russian or Yugoslav actresses, yeah, tons of them. They're everywhere. Mm. There's loads to find. But so I had to gender swap because I'd only seen them in female Russian actresses. So
there you go.
Pretty good.
There you go.
Okay. So shut up the phone. Okay. So let's move on to Uhura.
Mm-hmm.
Final seven. Okay, I picked Rihanna.
Ah. I did think, I looked at Rihanna and I thought, ooh, yes, okay, if I can't find anybody else, I'll go back to her. But I actually had somebody else in mind at the time, so.
Same.
Very good.
Who would you guys pick?
Rihanna was actually my Tupring. She was going to be the intended fiancée.
I saw that on your list, too. That was funny, because I had picked Rihanna for Uhura, and then I saw, oh, you picked him, too. That's cool. So who did you pick?
For Uhura, I went for Journey Smollett. If you've seen Lovecraft Country, it was a fairly recent thing. It only had one season. It's not coming back. But she sort of led the series, even though there was a male actor who was sort of made out to be the central part of the story. She was the real powerhouse behind the whole series. She was always the diplomat between people. So she had a great negotiation between lots of different viewpoints, but she could also, you know, bust some chops, and she had a real sort of attitude about her, which kind of fitted for Uhura for me. So it made perfect sense.
Yeah. And I thought about going with the one that they cast for Strange New Worlds, but I wanted to do totally separate from that series.
Yeah.
Altogether, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. I went for Naomi Harris.
Mm.
That's the Pirates of the Caribbean, and all the Bond movies, of course, as Moneypenny.
Mm.
So she's a fabulous actress anyway, but I think she would. Yeah, she's proven in all these films that A, she's great with voices. She can do action. She's such a great actress. She doesn't just have to sit there and do things like, you know, Captain, the message coming through, more than just that. So, I do like Naomi Harris. Pretty good.
Yeah, I can see that for sure.
So that's all of the main characters. Before we move on to the next set of characters, I think we should take a break for a promo from another show on the ESO Network.
Tired of the same old movie podcasts?
Yeah.
What if I told you there's a podcast that gabs about good and bad movies?
Why are you spreading such lies?
It's true, you rascal. Every week, Double Edge Double Bill mixes that scrumptious taste of good movies with the sour flavor of a bad one.
That sounds tasty.
Well, don't delay. Stuff it down your ear throats today. Double Edge Double Bill is part of the Balance ESO Network Breakfast. It can be found wherever you download podcasts.
And we're back.
We are back, yes. We said we would be back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't, but we are. So there you go.
That's when we recast all the Terminator series.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's an interesting idea.
Mm. Oh, I've done it now. Ah, crap. Yeah,
that's the next one.
Scarlett Johansson is everybody. Just stick with that.
Right. Well, she could be the TX.
Ooh, that would be good.
She's not tall enough.
Okay, when does that stop Scarlett Johansson?
Yes. That's right. Just put her in those tight outfits that she likes, and nobody will care how tall she is.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a robot this week. Yeah, fair enough.
I found out for the first time this week that Lady Gaga is not as tall as I thought she was, because she looks as though she's got quite long legs, and like the body sort of seems to be quite tall. So I thought maybe 5'8", 5'9", maybe, you know, quite sort of tallish. Mm. She's 5'1". Smaller than me.
Now we know. Fun size.
Yeah, no wonder she's got a big character. So, yeah. Incredible. Anyway.
So, who are we casting next, Paul?
I think we should go for. We've done the main characters, so we're now moving down into the smaller characters, recurring characters, on one offs and what have you. But staying on the ship, Nurse Chapel. Mm-hmm. Do we have a Nurse Chapel? Or at least a nurse or somebody?
Yeah. Yeah, I picked Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh, good, cool.
Ooh.
Yes.
Yep. Nice.
She's blonde. She's beautiful.
That's it.
Yeah, I've seen her too much lately. And that was enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Dumb.
And I've had a crush on her for 20 odd years, so why not? I want her in my show.
So Dan, who did you go for?
My Nurse Chapel is also the voice of Emrez from the animated series, as Major Barrett was, and is also the voice of the computer. She is Selena Gomez, who was recently in Only Murders in the Building with Steve Martin and Martin Short. She's probably more famous for all of her Disney work that came beforehand. But Selena Gomez, she's done comedy. She's done the action in Murders in the Building. She's really got a good sort of sense of timing. I think she would play quite well against the Ethan Peck character of Spock. yeah, I think she could easily do it.
I went for Darcy Carden, for Janet, from The Good Place.
Yes, yes.
Not a robot.
Absolutely. Yes, there's the robot.
So, yeah, she's tall. She's she's got that presence, I think, that, and she could do a little bit of comedy and give a, you know, she can give those slightly annoying lines back to Dr. McCoy. You know, if it gets a bit snarky, you know, she can just, you know, put her or him in their place, depending who you've picked. And you know, she's quite tall as well, so she'd sort of fit along with the Maje Barrett sort of height of of Nurse Chapel. So, yeah, I think she'd have to dye her hair blonde, but apart from that. Pretty good.
Done.
Speaking of Maje Barrett, did you pick a number one?
No.
Oh, I did. I picked Daisy Ridley. Ray from Star Wars.
That's a good call. Yes.
I thought she could do it.
That is a very good call. Yeah, she would be perfect.
Yeah, good, strong character. That's what you need for number one. Yeah, I like that. So who we got next?
Yeoman Rand?
Yeoman Rand is the next one Yeoman up on Rand. My list. Yes, let's go for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it. Who'd you pick, Paul?
I went for Noel Wells.
I know that name.
Yes, from Lower Decks.
Yes.
Yes.
Tendi.
Yes.
I think she's the sort of person that, as a yeoman, would want to impress all the time, which is basically what Tendi in Lower Decks wants to do. She wants to constantly impress. She'd be running around doing things, getting the captain's drink, getting his screen to, you know, to write on, you know, running around with maybe those plastic discs that were supposed to be memory things, you know, doing all of those things, making his coffee, running up with his coffee. You should be running around everywhere, trying to impress him all the time, being a yeoman. So, yeah, Noel Wells.
That works. Who'd you pick, Dan?
I went for Lily Rose Depp. Is probably more known for Tusk and Yoga Hoses from Kevin Smith, but is also known as Johnny Depp's daughter. I would have incorporated her coming in with Sulu, fresh out of the academy. She is sort of, you know, the yeoman. She's learning the ropes. She hasn't quite decided which tier of command or science or anything she's gone into. So she's become a yeoman. She's learning the trade. She's quite sassy in all the other films I've seen her in. And I think she's got that kind of Yeoman Rand feel to her. So she could sort of stand her own with even Captain Kirk. There we go. Sean?
I went with Sophie Turner.
Ooh.
From... the redhead from Game of Thrones, Paul.
Yes.
And she also played the Phoenix in the latest X-Men films.
Sansa.
Okay. Yes.
Good choice.
No, I not somebody I know, but I have actually seen it. Not in the Game of Thrones because I haven't watched that, but X-Men Apocalypse and obviously X-Men Dark Phoenix. The Avengers as well.
Mm. Anyone have a crewman Kyle?
No.
I didn't have a crewman Kyle, but I did have a Riley.
Oh, Riley. Oh, I didn't have Riley. Oh,
Riley. Okay.
For Riley, I picked Zach Braff from Scrubs.
Yeah, definitely. Yes, I could see that.
Very goofy.
Yeah,
and
goofy.
And so was Riley.
Mucking around, just singing on the comms. Yep, I could definitely see him doing that.
Right?
Absolutely.
So who is your guy there?
Crewman Kyle, the transporter chief, come sometimes on the bridge. He's slightly got a British accent, so I went for Julian Barrett from The Mighty Boosh, because I just envision him being a bit of a jazz lover, and he's just always got a bit of a quip about him. Kyle was always a bit of a put-upon character. He was either being tortured in the Mirror Universe, or whoever he beamed aboard was some nasty alien who took it out on Kyle. So I just thought Julian Barrett is quite a put-upon character in The Mighty Boosh. And I figured he's got the same sort of energy. So there we go.
That works.
Yeah. Excellent. So did anybody pick a Captain Pike?
No, because nobody can beat Anson Mount.
Yeah.
That is true. That is true. But if you put him in a chair and put a bit of makeup on him, I think Tom Cruise would absolutely nail it. You know?
Ooh, that's true.
You know, he could do that. I think he can do that perfectly.
Yeah. That might work,
He'd want to do his own stunts. You'd see the chair like going off on a ramp and you know, he'd be flying onto the side of a plane. Just beep, 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 beep.
And he'd be driving a blue minivan as he does in most of his movies. So there you go.
The Mission Impossible crossover. That's how they would get it in.
Yes. did anybody pick Khan?
As a matter of fact, I did.
Oh, yes, yes.
Did you,
Paul? I've got three. Three people that could possibly do this role.
Ooh. Who'd you pick?
I thought of Ali Suleiman. Now, he's been in the latest Amazon Prime show, Jack Ryan. He was in the first season as the bad guy. And he's got a sort of, I think he's Middle Eastern. I should have looked this up. I apologize if he hadn't. So he's got sort of the slightly darker skin. He's got that look that when he looks at people, you either crap your pants or, you know, you think he's going to be his friend forever, and then he kills you. So he's got that sort of feel about him. Any moment he could turn. Apologies if you two guys have already got one of these. Alfred Molina was my second choice.
Oh,
no, I didn't pick him.
Throw me the whip.
Yep.
I mean, I know he's Doc Ock, but he's always going to be throwing me the whip.
He's Doc Ock to me. I mean, he nailed that one. But ultimately, I went for Benicio del Toro.
Ah, nice.
Oh, yeah. He was in the running, wasn't he, to play Khan when they did the reboot?
Yeah, that was one of the rumors anyway.
Yeah.
So if the producers in Hollywood know that, you know, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's big enough, he's physical enough, you know, and he's got that look that when he just looks at you, you think, and he's got a bit of an accent to him as well, which make it a little bit more sort of believable that he's not from America. Right.
Sean?
I went kind of funny and totally opposite of what you would expect from a Khan.
Oh, dear.
Not Benedict Cumberbatch, for goodness sake.
No.
Scarlett Johansson.
It's not Scarlett this time. But it is an Indian actor. He's a comedian. Can you guess? It's Aziz Ansari.
He would be amazing as Khan.
Right?
I'm not going to accept anything else now. That is
He's tiny, so you wouldn't expect him to be a badass, but he would play it straight. And not,
you know,
like,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he would have to play it totally straight. And you see him, Paul?
I'm looking at him now. I'm like, I mean, the problem is I've got the Cumberbatch sort of syndrome on this, because if he isn't a big guy and he's a small guy like myself, nobody believes that. And even, you know, that's just like every bad guy in blooming Marvel films. You know, he's just a small guy, but he's got these great big powers and he can throw things.
He's genetically modified, so it doesn't matter what his body shape is. Just like Gal Gadot in Wonder Woman, she doesn't look tough, but she'd kick your ass three ways from Sunday, or whatever the expression is.
Very true.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yourself to genocide.
That's right. Yeah. And Dan, who did you pick for your crime?
I went for Nestor Carbonell. Who was in Lost. He was Alpert, and he was also the mayor in Dark Knight Rises. I think he was also in the running to play Khan. He was one of the other actors they were considering.
He's got those eyes.
Yeah, it's that very piercing kind of evil look to him. He's very calm, and he would talk very slowly, and then he would just be in your face.
Right.
Just like Khan, and I could definitely see him doing that.
I see that. Paul, you're watching Lost, aren't you? Aren't you doing a rewatch?
I've seen Lost, yes. I've done the series. Yeah, really good. Amazing. Absolutely loved it. I even loved the end. So Yeah. He was good. Really good.
He was very good. Yes. Underrated. You never hear from him.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who played Saeed could do it too.
Yes. He would be freaking amazing.
Yeah, he would be good, because he has got the physique and the sort of feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you say, he can totally do that face where you think, oh my God, he's gone. You know, he's a psycho, this guy. Well, he could be a nice guy.
Did anyone have a Harry Mudd?
Yes, that's the next on my list.
Actually.
I'll start with this one, because I had Chris Elliott. He was in Schitt's Creek. He played Roland Schitt. That is the real name. I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
Is that the same Chris Elliott from Get a Life back in the 90s?
Yes, I believe so. And Groundhog Day, he played the cameraman who was sort of put upon by Bill Murray all the time.
Okay.
But Roland Schitt is basically Mudd, but in a small backward town. So it's exactly the same character.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Very good. I got Bradley Cooper.
Ooh. Oh,
okay.
Very suave.
More sophisticated kind of mind.
Yeah. Mm. Because when you see Mudd, he is trying to be very sophisticated and very educated. And, I am, you know, more than I am. And, you know, more than just a pirate with the funny moustache. And Arr, you know. But I thought we need somebody who can do comedy, but in an ironic way. You know, he sounds as though he's being serious, but he's actually, you know, or sounds as though he's serious, but he's funny, you know, underneath. So yeah, that's the person I came up with. Sean, who did you pick?
I went with Greg Grunberg. He was in Heroes. He's a good friend of J.J. Abrams. He's been in a bunch of stuff. He's a kind of a schlubby looking kind of everyday man kind of guy. Yeah, I figure he could play
definitely
a sad sack kind of mud character.
He would be awesome.
He's been in loads of stuff, hasn't he? From
Like
you say, he was a friend of Abrams, so he was in some stuff. Yeah, he was in Heroes. That's where I first saw him. He was a policeman, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
Oops, and he's only a year younger than me, so yeah, he'll be around for a while. Yeah, keeps popping up in things. It's him again. Well, I do anyway. Okay. Now, we mentioned her before, Edith Keeler. Do we have any Edith Keeler?
We do.
So, yeah, Mila Kunis was mine, so you guys.
I went with Charlize Theron.
Oh, good pick.
Nice. I went with, because obviously Joan Collins was at that time, was an up-and-coming star, but she turned out to be one of the biggest stars in the UK. So you'd have to get somebody big now to obviously fill that role. At this moment in time, I don't think there is anybody as big as Olivia Colman, who pops up everywhere and does everything. Do you know Olivia Colman, Sean?
Did she play Clara in Doctor Who?
No.
No, that's Jenna Coleman.
Jenna Coleman, yeah. Olivia Colman is currently the queen in The Crown.
The Crown, yeah.
I don't know who it is.
Yeah. She, at the moment... At the moment, she's popping up everywhere, and she's become she's a classical actress anyway. But she's just suddenly overnight had instant success. You know, but she's been around for years, you know, waiting for that instant success. She's classically trained.
She's got an Edith Keeler look to her.
Yeah, she's sort of. I think she's the right age to play Edith Keeler, because even Joan Collins, I think, was a little bit young for that role, but she looked older than she was. You know, she looks as though she's in her 30s. I think she's a lot younger than that.
This lady has a Sigourney Weaver vibe to her. Slightly.
But she's, I mean, how on earth? I mean, I would hate to be a director and try and direct Olivia Colman, because A, she's got a potty mouth anyway. B, she takes nothing seriously, and she's very, very introverted. But at the same time, when she's on chat shows and things, she's very bubbly and sort of. But at the same time, she's very embarrassed about what she's saying and you know can't. You know, she's. But that's just her. I mean, that's just her natural character. To try and direct her, unless she probably as soon as she switches on the character, she's bunk into it and run away. But. You can also see her apologising every 5 seconds for getting the words wrong, or you know, because that's what she does when she's on the Graham Norton show, especially. She'll say something, sorry. No.
Her Oscar speech where she was like, and she was just lost her track of thought and just all over the place. And it's like, oh, this is funny. And she would just go off the tangent. I don't know whether people would be so accepting of letting her die. She's a national treasure at this point.
Because Edith Keeler must die.
Yes.
She must die. Mm. And, you know, if it's just Meg from Family Guy, they can let her die. That's fine. That's all right. Did anyone have a Gary Mitchell?
I did not.
No, I didn't. And
the only reason I bring it up is because I wanted someone who Stephen Amell, playing the Arrow, had killed off in Arrow. So sort of like, you know, kill off Arrow and become Captain Kirk. But it was the Colin Donnell, who was sort of his best mate and best chum in Arrow, who got killed off. So basically I just went to Gary Mitchell as kind of like a symbolic gesture of say goodbye to superheroes and now hello to science fiction and Captain Kirk. So I just wanted to keep that going. But I just went off on one. Gary Seven was Adrian Brody, because Gary Seven is basically Doctor Who, and I thought Adrian Brody would be a magnificent American Doctor Who.
I could see that for Gary Seven, but for my Gary Seven, I went with Denzel Washington.
Ooh, that would
nice.
Be good.
Yes.
And that would be a spin-off that I would watch.
Yeah, because I want an Assignment Earth spin-off.
Yes.
In the second or third season of TOS. it spins off. And so we've got Denzel as Gary Seven. As Roberta Lincoln, we have Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh, yes.
Hit girl from Kick-Ass.
She was going to be one of my Yeoman Rant picks.
Mm, yes.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, because we definitely have to have a show with those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. And then we could use a Dan's cat as Isis.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, straight on. She's not trained, but I'm sure we could get her to do something. It'd be fun.
Did either of you have a T'Pau?
I did.
Yes. Yep.
Who did you pick?
I chose Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates.
Nice. Ooh. What a good choice. Ooh.
Wow, that was a blast from the past.
Is she going to smash your ankles with
yes.
with one of those, might. You know, those cotton bud weapons that the Vulcans have?
As it was in the beginning and in the before times, or whatever the thing is. Who'd you guys pick?
So I picked Tina Turner.
Ah, ooh. Nice.
You know, she's getting on a bit now, so she would sort of be that sort of elder statesman of Vulcan. But I can just imagine her, Beyond Thunderdome character, sort of. You know, they bring in Kirk, and she looks at him and goes, "But he's just a raggedy man." Yeah. So yeah, it's. I think she'd do great. I think she'd put on the voice would be. I haven't heard her recently, and I can just imagine her being sort of like a really old voice, you know, growly sort of voice, you know, sort that the original actress played. So yeah, Tina Turner.
Nice.
I've seen her live as well. Really good.
Nice. I kept the Vulcan family streak, and I went Kim Cattrall, Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City as T'Pau.
Yeah, that could work.
That'd be great.
Callback to Star Trek VI.
She's a Scouser, for goodness sake. You couldn't. All right, Mace. Oh, who's fighting who here now?
Gonna fight to the death.
One of you gonna be running away thinking they're a chicken?
I'd watch that. That'd be great. A mock time.
Very good. Did you guys pick a Sarek and Amanda?
No, I was going to, but I ran out of time.
Again, oh, okay. I just kept with the Discovery, kept with James Frayne and Mia Kirshner, who have already played the two characters, because I just loved them. I thought they were really great together.
Okay. I could see that. I picked for my Sarek Zachary Quinto.
Nice. Nice.
And for my Amanda, I picked Estella Warren. She was, I haven't seen her in forever, but she was in the 2001 Planet of the Apes. The woman in the raggedy clothes.
Mm, yes, she played, God, what was her name?
I don't remember. But you never hear from her anymore. And yeah, she had a potential to be a big actress because she was in a bunch of films that year. And now you never hear about her anymore. So I figured, you know what? I'm just going to fill my Star Trek cast with Zacharys. I've got Zachary Levi. I've got Zach Braff. I've got Zach Quinto. It's Star Trek Zach Attack.
For Sarek, I mean, off the top of my head, Sam Neill would, I think, would be good.
Mm.
Or Sam Donaldson, the American newscaster, who you guys don't know, but he looks like a Vulcan.
Yeah, I think Sam Neill's old enough to be,
for sure.
Gives that look as well.
Yeah.
I'd have to think of an Amanda.
That's okay. Mm. While you're thinking about that, did anybody pick an Andrea the Android?
No.
No, ooh. But I wish I had.
Oh, but I've got a thought and I need to find out what her name is. It's a funny name and I need to get back to you. Carry on.
This is the actress that was in my Babylon 5 recasting as well, because she's beautiful. I had to go with Nina Dobrev from Vampire Diaries.
Just keep it going. Just in every show.
To love you. To kiss you. She's been reprogrammed and now she's part of the crew.
Nice. After that, when I was thinking of one-off characters, I just went with, you know, all the lists of famous celeb Trekkies that you wouldn't even realize were really Trekkies, and I just cast them in everything. Tom Hanks was the Romulan commander from Balance of Terror. I thought he'd be pretty cool. Rosaria Dawson, just because I love her and she's amazing. She would, she would be the Romulan commander from Enterprise Innocent. So she would be okay. The one that Spock would seduce. Because he owns the original Gorn head, Ben Stiller would be the Gorn captain, but you'd never see him.
Good, because I don't want to see him. I can't stand that guy.
He would just be all the time, and that's all it would get.
Did you pick T'Pring?
T'Pring was Rihanna for me.
Right. I picked for my T'Pring. I picked Jessica Henwick. She nice. She was in Iron Fist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was awesome.
Yeah, she's got the badass.
Yeah, she would. Yeah, she would kick ass.
Oh yes.
Going back to the android. Andrea, the android. Mm-hmm. Alicia Vikander.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
because she
perfect.
Already played one in Ex Machina. So, yeah.
Yes. That's
yeah.
right.
That would work well.
Mm-hmm. Queen of the androids. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. How about Daystrom? Did you pick Richard Daystrom? Yep. I chose Common.
Oh, okay.
He's an actor, but he's also a singer. He's a tall, dark skinned man. I think he was in the Italian Job remake there from 20 years ago. And,
ooh, right.
He's been in a lot of stuff, but I can't name any of it.
Mm. I think I'd know the face, but I wouldn't have known the name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that'd be a good one, yeah. No, that's where I went for Lawrence Fishburne. Because yes. I like the idea that Morpheus is the one who's now making the machines that are replacing the humans. I just thought that was a little poetic irony there.
That works. And the last one I have, other than a couple red shirts, is Commodore Decker. I chose Jason Statham.
Oh. Definitely.
I'm going into that machine. I'm going to rip my fucking arm off. And then I'm going to put it back on with my other arm.
Don't you think I know that?
Did we go for the Romulan commander?
No.
Yeah.
Dan did, but I didn't.
Yeah. Rosario Dawson.
Ah, well, along the same lines. Tarni Newsome.
Oh, yes. Keep it in-house. Go lower decks. Absolutely.
Yeah. And what about Finnegan?
Well, I didn't even think about Finnegan.
Finnegan, I didn't really have. No. My Commodore Decker, by the way, was Nathan Fillion. Just because I thought space captains, just keep it going.
Yeah.
For sure. The only thing I have left is a couple of red shirts. I had to have another Zach in there, and I wanted him to be dead. So I chose Zach Efron. And for my other red shirt, I chose Shia LaBeouf.
Oh.
Coming up behind you, Shia LaBeouf. Yeah.
Mr. B. Yes.
No, I thought because I was going through actors and I found Colin Farrell and I thought I need to put him in somewhere. I really need Colin Farrell in this. I really like Colin Farrell, so I thought Finnegan,
the most Irish typical guy. along with ScarJo as well. That would just be perfect.
Can you imagine the casting couch? He walks in and says, "Now, Mr. Farrell, can you do an Irish accent?"
You're fucking kidding.
Yeah. No, that's not it. Come on. You'd be more leprechaun.
Oh, Jimmy boy. Yeah. Oh, God. That would be amazing.
Yeah. So have we got any more? Any more? Is that it?
I wanted to put in Willem Dafoe as something, maybe Ruck, ooh, the android.
Ooh.
I know. So Schwarzenegger could do it. And what's that other guy's name? He's in John Wick as well. He plays the hotel keeper. Not Lance Reddick, but...
No. It's
Ian McShane.
That's it. I wanted him in my cast too, but I couldn't figure out a role for him. But he has to be in the show too as an admiral or something you see every once in a while.
Oh, who was the mad captain? The one in the insane asylum who took over?
Lord Garth.
I think he could be a
pretty because he could do a bit of a Shakespearean bit, couldn't he?
Yeah. Or Kodos the Executioner, thinking of Shakespearean.
Yeah.
He would be like mint.
Oh, but for him, you could possibly even use.
We have to bring back Vincent Price.
No, Patrick Stewart could do it.
Reanimate Vincent Price. Hello, everybody.
Vincent Price.
Yeah, because when I was originally recasting, I was going to pick actors from just the last 150 years and just plug them in, whether they're living or dead or not, and get them at certain ages. Sense. But I was like, that's too much work. I didn't do it.
Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio.
James Dean is Captain Kirk.
Oh, yes. Nice.
That would be good, yeah.
Yes. Captain without a cause. Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's the pilot title.
It's the epitome of, James Kirk, isn't it?
Absolutely. Captain without a cause. Wow. I had an Apollo, and I just kept it going with Apollo, and I kept it Jamie Bamber. So that he just keeps he's Apollo playing Apollo.
Yes, that could work. I like it.
Alan Tudyk was Trelane, and also the captain Koloff as well. Ooh. So the guy, same guy who played Trelane, who Koloff. Kelsey Grammer was Kang. Daniel Craig, James Bond himself, who was a big Trekkie. He was Kolos. He was the more reserved Klingon. So I thought he'd be pretty good for that. Tom Cruise, I wanted, but as Lazarus from Operation Annihilate. The alternate factor. Sorry,
alternate factor. No,
just because I'd want the nice one to be the horrible character from Tropic Thunder, and I'd want the horrible one to be genuine Tom Cruise, and then it's complete role reversal. And you actually want neither of them to win. That's the whole point. Yeah. Instead, just keep
falling off that cliff.
Instead of Abraham Lincoln, you'd actually have President Obama. So I'll take the reference.
Oh, nice!
Played by Barack Obama.
Of course. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Oh, wow!
And Suruk in that episode would be Bill Nye, the science guy.
Yes, he's tall and gangly and awkward looking.
Exactly. Exactly. And by the time the motion picture rolls around, you've got Aaliyah is Priyanka Chopra, who is also Miss Universe, who has now become an actress. She's was in the Baywatch movie recently. So just to give away what I watch on the weekends. And Matt Decker would be her real life husband, who is Nick Jonas, who was recently in the Jumanji 2 Next Level film. And he was actually really good in it. Mm. I really enjoyed that. So I figured as they're a real life couple, they'd be the love interest in the reboot.
That could work. But I really want to see it. What's it called? With Gary Seven and Roberta Lincoln.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When I first saw that, I knew it was they were aiming as a spin-off. You know, you got that feel, and I thought, I can't wait to see this. And it was only recently that somebody pointed out that it was basically Doctor Who for Americans. Mm. I thought, but I think they would have done it better somehow. I think they would have had more at that time.
Budget.
Because ours was still in black and white and, using, old actors and whatever. But yeah, they would have thrown more money at it but had better sets and things. I think they could have done a decent job.
Mm.
For sure.
Absolutely.
They could do it now, couldn't they?
They should.
Yeah. It'd be easily done. It's a time travel show.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
It could be any time period. Mm-hmm. Oh, the black and white Kierons, the black and half black half white.
Yeah. Yeah.
Both played by Jim Carrey, so it keeps the tradition of a Riddler playing the Kierons.
yes, there you go. That's perfect.
There you go.
That could work.
Excellent.
That was pretty in-depth.
I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It went on. Trust me, there's more to this page. I'm just going to stop there because I will bore the audience.
Incredible. Incredible. I do like this this format. We'll have to do it again with another show or maybe... another Star Trek. I mean, who knows?
Maybe our listeners could send us an email with their choice for what we should recast.
There you go. What's Carlos, get back into us. Yep.
The email, the Cosmic Pizza Podcast. Oh, sorry, cosmicpizzapodcast@gmail.com.
Okay.
Email us in your ideas, or even on our Facebook page. We are on Facebook. Yes. You can catch us there, mm-hmm. or even on Twitter as well, I believe. So throw your ideas out there of what or who we could recast in what shows, and we'll give it a go. Otherwise, you'll be listening to us doing another one of our shows that we like. So,
yeah, it might be another round of Captain's Knockout.
No.
Yeah, don't threaten the fans like that. Come on, sorry, the fan like that.
Carlos, sorry, did you like that one, Carlos? Yeah.
And Renee listens.
And Renee, yeah.
Yes. or Bill.
Renee on the show to talk Godzilla one day.
Ooh, yes. Go for big monsters, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty good. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, guys. It's been another good episode there. I really enjoyed doing that one.
It's fun to hear the picks that we all choose.
Yeah, and it's good that we had so many different ones as well. There's only a couple that we overlapped there. So that worked out really well. So that's it. That's the end of the episode.
Are you going to put a picture of Baylock over the end credits of the podcast?
Or is it just us with like a really...
Who could have played Trangia? Yeah.
I was thinking that too, actually. I almost did. Let's go over with Peter Dinklage because he's short.
That's it. But he was my Alexander in Plato's Stepchildren.
Nice. There you go.
Told you the list went on.
Clearly it did. who was your Janice Lester?
Olivia Wilde, because she's a huge Star Trek fan.
Nice.
Again, just keep her going.
Wow.
But I was going to reuse her as the salt monster, as Nancy.
Greater.
Just keep it going. Yeah. She would just always the love interest. She's always played by Olivia Wilde, but with a different wig on. As just like an inside joke.
I like it.
As the wild card. That was my joke, but there we go.
Yeah, I've just been listening to the Play on Nerds podcast, the latest one of the Muppet Track. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they did Spock's Brain.
Yes.
Which as their episode. So, we need somebody to play the character of the lady who steals a brain. Brain? Brain? What is brain?
I stole that as a ringtone. So, the grease in the box is cold, Paul, or is it still warm?
It's gone cold. I'm sorry, but our special is gone. And the grease in the box is, in fact, cold. And we hope you are full to the brim. So join us for more slices of life in the next special delivery of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast. We've been your deliverers today. Please leave a tip at the door by subscribing for future deliveries, rate and review our service, and we hope you come back for more helpings next time. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and TikTok by searching for the Cosmic Pizza Podcast. If you'd like to send us an MP3 file, you can email us on cosmicpizzapodcast@hotmail.com. And we'll catch you on the next episode of the Cosmic Pizza Podcast.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.